Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cher did last night. This is her, I think, signature Christmas song. She does Christmas tours every year, Darlene Love, from pretty much around Thanksgiving until Christmas Day. Every night she's out. And this is the song that everybody wants to hear. So crank it up there, James, please. Who doesn't get goosebumps?
I love listening to this so much.
Right? You like it? This is. And then the sax guys out there. Last night on the special, the guy that was playing the sax was in a Santa Claus outfit. How appropriate was that? Okay, welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is here with me to grace the airwaves with thoughts, ideas, mental, physical, spiritual, all that good stuff. I was looking at the NASA website. You know me, I'm always nosing around. There's something about that place. It's like a magnet for me. Because I think it offers so much hope. You know, there's so many things that have happened. We think we're so important, and yet we're just nothing. And the history of not mankind, the history of mankind is very short. 300,000, 400,000 years, maybe. And so you look at the planets and what goes on, and thinking that here we are as residents of the planet, but are we really? Or are we, in terms of the NASA model, we're on a big spaceship here, boys and girls. Earth is a huge spaceship. And we are here, we're kind of passengers here. We're passengers and crew
moving
on the spaceship
fast.
Earth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. I swear, I had to get up last night in the middle of the night, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking out the window, and there's this bright light that's just above the horizon, and it's moving much faster than anything else. And you know that has to be the space station, because it changes its trajectory all the time. Mm-hmm. But what a... Imagine having that opportunity. But then think about it, we all do.
It's up there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But we all have that. We're crew members. It's the good ship lollipop or the good spaceship Earth. Right? And so we have lots of things that we do that are for the benefit of mankind. And sometimes we have a few things that are beneficial. And then maybe the same tool is not so beneficial. I think about smartphones. In that way, I went into the Verizon store last night because my iPad, I dropped it on the ground and broke the thing, you know, the cover, and I wanted to get it replaced. But I also wanted to straighten out because Verizon is such a horrible company to deal with. You have to go. I went into the Verizon store on Sunday on Santa Monica Boulevard because I wanted to get a bigger. I've had the first iPhone I got the first year, not iPhone, iPad, that they had them. That's kind of a something or other that, you know me, I'm not a technical person, and I don't
Wait,
want
like
to be.
Wait, like the very first generation of
iPad? Very first generation of iPad I have, and
that
I still have
it. That is completely obsolete. You can't even use thing.
Well, you can if you tie it into Wi-Fi in a hotel or someplace. Or Wi-Fi
but the like apps still work. I had a first generation iPad, and it basically became
kinda.
A giant rectangular paperweight because I couldn't use any of the apps without. It got to a point where I couldn't open an app without getting the latest software, the update of that app. But then I couldn't get the update of that app unless I updated the actual software, because the software I was running wasn't compatible. But I couldn't update the software because my iPad was not eligible for that said software.
Well, they're the biggest screw zone in the world. Verizon has an Apple as well. I think maybe even more Apple than Verizon. Verizon's service, they just suck. But they're not, they don't develop anything. They just sell stuff. As when I went to the Verizon store on Santa Monica Boulevard, I said, I want to buy the biggest one that you have. I don't want to have a laptop. I just want to have an iPad. And then we started to talk about what they had. Well, they were out of stock. And I said, so can you fix this one here? Do something? No, we don't fix anything here. I looked at him. I said, it says Verizon over the door. Yeah, but that's so we sell stuff. We don't want to fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I believe they're not even allowed to do Apple stuff. Like, if there's something wrong, 9 times out of 10, they will say you need to go to the Apple store first.
Yeah, well, actually, you can go to a Verizon, the whole, what do they call them, ancillary stores or something.
Oh, yeah, like the major, because they have, what are they, the satellite stores?
It's satellite, yeah. They don't belong to Verizon. They belong to private retailers. And the guy here in Framingham is very good. And so I went back, I saw him last night, and I ordered one of the things, and he was going through, and we remembered what he did to fix up the account and what they've messed up with it since then. It just is incredible. When I think about how bad Verizon really is and how difficult Apple is to deal with. But that wasn't really the purpose of my discussion. I was thinking about this town in Ireland that I read about on the plane coming back the other night that has banned, well, they have a smartphone ban. And maybe as I looked at it, I was thinking, oh, this is a way to balance the use by children of a smartphone. So let's just think about this for a second and see if we can't, maybe if this idea doesn't resonate with you as a parent, because I think that there's a real danger. Miles will be 9 this next month, and he's beginning to understand how to use the tools. His father and mother both have iPads, and they both have laptops because they use them at work, and they have iPhones and stuff, so he sees them. And so what he's done, what he understands that there is good collaboration. And I guess there is one child in his class that has a phone already. Can you imagine at 9? The youngster's got a smartphone, but they don't allow them to use them in school, so who knows why they bring them. I think in many schools they've been just banned. They're trying to get a ban here in Framingham in high school, and they don't seem to be able to do it because the kids ignore it, and there's no punishment for it. Say again,
well,
Jay.
Oh, I was saying, when it comes to having your phones in school, if you can keep it, I understand as a parent wanting to have your child with a cell phone when they are away from you, but if they can't keep it securely in their backpack or in their coat pocket, if the temptation of to play with it, it can be very distracting, and it takes away from actually learning.
Well, the whole idea of when to introduce a smartphone, at what age, that's something that is debatable. You're the parent, you have to figure that out. But this town in Ireland has been grappling with this challenge for quite a long time. And they've created, they all got together, they took a vote on it, in an election, to create a town-wide no smartphone code. They're trying to alleviate the pressure, the peer pressure that's associated with using smartphones and youngsters. So there's a teacher at one of the schools in town who was interviewed, and that's what I was reading here. She said parents, even at the junior high school level, are already getting worried about what age their children will be asking for and then when you should give them a smartphone. See, I don't think there should be a lot of discussion about it. It's, no, you can't have one. See, your driver's license, you can get a smartphone and a driver's license maybe on the same day. That's not how they came up with it, by the way. But the, in Ireland, they have done a lot of research into this, and they found that a concerning link between smartphone use among children and mental anguish among children. This is not new stuff. Mental health of young, the younger you introduce, the bottom line here is, the younger you introduce a youngster to an iPhone or a smartphone or this sort of communication,
the phone's not the
more,
problem. It's the social media.
Well,
social
whatever media it is, but you have access
to
it.
That's what's
right.
the problem.
But
mm-hmm.
but then how do you mitigate if you don't have the unless you put a block on the I don't know. Can you do that? I suppose you could to not allow in some circumstances the use of any of the social media things like. X and
Instagram and all of that.
Instagram,
but here's one
Facebook.
Of the things. As a parent, you also don't have to give, like when you give your child something, you can still maintain that it is yours and you are letting them use it. Therefore, you still have control over it. You get it back whenever you want. You can ask for it back. You can check everything. I feel like it's whenever a parent says, okay, this is your phone, this is your personal property, then there becomes some of that battle of like, well, you can't touch my personal property kind of situation when a parent does want to monitor things. Just keep it as it's your own and you're letting the child use it.
So they have a town-wide agreement in this Irish community that bans the use of smartphones by anybody under the age of 12. Now, see, I would make it a little older, but at least that's something that's a standard. So...
Is that one in public or like period overall,
no,
even in the privacy of your
they
own?
Just they have and they have voted on in a public election to not allow anybody now is this constitutional? If we did this over here, somebody would say, "Oh, that's unconstitutional. You can't." And you know, I get that argument, but at some point somebody's got to draw a line in the sand here. Because the more and more the younger people are, you know, a lot of parents do it because it's like a babysitter. It's handy, convenient, instead of them doing parenting. Ah, here you go, Sonny. Here's something for you to play with that'll ruin, you make mincemeat out of your brain. But it's okay.
It's also an educational tool when used properly. There are some
yeah, if you
great
teach
apps
them,
on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then
you got to teach
you're like engaged and with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't just give it to them. You give them guidance because that's what parents are supposed to do. Hello, right? Oh, you sound like an old fogey. I do. I sound like a responsible parent. Thank you. And I guess I'm glad I didn't have to deal with this when my children were growing up, frankly. But I can tell you what to do is a good idea. 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses OXIC technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. He, in fact, is the major domo, the editor and publisher of Talkers. So we're here to discuss the nuance of some of these stories, the people list that is put together every week by Talkers Magazine. Some of the things have been around for a while because they've been problems for a while. And then there are other things like the Santos vote number 9 this week on the countdown. Certainly an interesting guy is the that's the nicest thing I could say. He's an interesting guy who wears pants that were 6 years old. Somebody asked him, some interviewer asked him whether the pants he had on were pants that he got from ill-gotten gains. He said no, he'd had them for 6 years. Anyway,
you get your pants from ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, right.
Everything exactly. This guy does is a lie. I like his righteous indignation about how
does he get that
smeared.
Much starch? Oh, yeah, right, exactly. So the House was supposed to vote on whether Santos should be expelled in response to all these reports from the House Ethics Committee, which concluded that he can't be trusted. You know, this reminds me, do you remember Joel Heffley? The congressman from Colorado.
I do remember Joel Heffley. I remember him fondly. Am I correct in remembering him fondly? It's ancient.
Yes, history. Very fondly. Yes. Okay. He was a part of this program and other programs that I did. One of my favorites, one of the most conservative politicians in the modern era. He was the only member of Congress to return money to the general fund at the end of the year because he didn't spend every penny that was allocated to him in the budget. Every member of the House has $1 million a year to spend for whatever needs they have, and he turned back, I think, $140,000 one year. And anyway, so we had great conversations. Because of his morality, he was chosen to be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee. And during his time, what's his face from Texas, DeLay, right? Remember Tom, the great Tom DeLay, who was one of the most, he was another vivid example of a crooked politician to the nth degree. So Joel Heffley flushed out Tom DeLay, even though a member of the same party, and his committee found evidence of a dozen different things that DeLay had done that ended up feathering his own nest to the tune of millions of dollars. So DeLay was expelled from the House. He was one of these same people that, you know, we're talking about with regard to Santos. And so because Heffley did such a great job, the Republican National Committee found somebody to run against him, his own party, to run against him in his district, and the guy defeated him. So he was basically sent home packing as one of the most prestigious members of Congress because the Republican National Committee didn't like the fact that he went after one of their own, even though the guy he went after was a crook.
Yeah, well, that tells you the nature of politics. That's called primarying. They primaried him. When the party is angry at you, they put up a candidate to make sure you don't get the nomination, and the party faithful are encouraged to come out to vote against you because you're such a bad guy for being a turncoat on the party as opposed to representing the American people. This has been going on for a very long time, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not a new phenomenon.
Nope, not at all. So let's fast forward to Speaker Johnson, who I actually think is doing a pretty good job. There's two sides to politicians. They're real, the life and who they are, and then there's the fact, can you manage, in this case, the House. And he did a good job of putting that bill together. He said he had reservations about the George Santos expulsion. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Okay, we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haytham Khouari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Bells will be ringing. This is sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Yep. No blues. I'll be home for Christmas. It's like the Eagles, the Electric Light Orchestra. You're familiar, Jay, with all those groups, right?
I am dating myself. No,
fine.
I know who you're talking about.
Around your house, I would think there'd be your father and mother would dig that stuff. They'd have it playing.
I grew up with, like, the trendiest music and then also listening to all of the oldies. Like, right there with you. From the 50s on.
Yeah, my children will tell you they were the only ones in their class that knew all of the 50s songs, because at that point, when they were growing up, they were born in the 70s, and I was, when Megan was born, I was still playing music because I was a jock from 65 to 74, and then I started doing talk, so Brendan never really heard me do any music stuff, but he was, they both were exposed to lots of music as they grew up because we liked having it on in the house. It's just part of life. Isn't it amazing? Think about that. Think about how much of a part, what would your life be like if it wasn't for music and what it does to empower you. There's all of the focus it's been on music. Look at all the time he spent talking about people like Taylor Swift. She's just a musician. But that doesn't just a whatever. I mean, think about
what
all the people.
What makes somebody a troubadour?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that a traveling musician? Could be. Something along that line. I honestly don't know. Heard the term a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of music, don't forget our Trans-Siberian, I was going to say the Trans-Siberian Highway. There is a Trans-Siberian Highway, by the way. This is about the orchestra, though, and the fact that they're touring, and we have these TSO CDs that we're giving away every time we play some Trans-Siberian music, Christmas music. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 855-999-3684. Do it more slowly, will you please, Doug? Yes, I will. 855-999, Doug, or 3684, okay? So the first person that we don't play games, the first person calls gets the CD, and then you become automatically eligible for the drawing next week. We'll give you a wired or a wireless, or I guess this has both, this, right? This Audio-Technica Bluetooth wireless belt-driven stereo turntable. Pretty cool audio. It's really, when I'm on the plane, I wear those Bose noise-canceling speakers.
Oh, those are great, yes.
Oh, my God. They really do. They do the trick, man. They really do. I was thinking about you, Jay, and how important you are to the lifestyle, to the thinking of people who listen to this program. You certainly influence me, you and Jennifer, and Victoria, too. All the ladies that I've had over the years, Hillary Kramer, Nancy Skinner, Mary Beale, go back through a list of people who have been on the air. But you, because of, I guess, maybe who you are and what your ethic is, I think, was it yesterday, the day before, I asked you about Gloria Steinem and whether she was still alive. That was the last couple of days, right? I was thinking about, for some reason or other, we get off into a subtle conversation about
feminist Jennifer
movement.
Had that conversation, yeah, and female empowerment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I was thinking to the obvious question here is what makes you confident? What makes a woman confident? And I'm talking about feminine wisdom, you know, sharing it and being able as a character, the strength and determined and yada, yada. Now, would I ask this question about a man? Nope. I don't think it probably would because it doesn't. I have always been a fan of strong women. I think there's something very, I don't mean to sound goofy, but there's something, there's kind of an aphrodisiac in someone who has a strong physical presence and a mental presence and just that
energy,
whole,
that aura.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how you define feminine energy. For me, it's a combination of all kinds of things. And I don't know, what do you think makes a woman confident? What is the, in your mind, if I were to say, Jay Kirshner, what makes, not you, but somebody, a friend of yours, maybe your mother, what do you think makes a woman confident in her capacity to be her, we use the term true self, I suppose, here and there's jargon.
I think acceptance, really. I think acceptance goes hand in hand with confidence because you accept who you are. You accept what you are. You accept your strengths. You accept your faults. Confidence is not afraid to ask for help. Confidence is not afraid to ask questions. And I think that accepting the fact that you are allowed to ask questions goes with it. Accepting that you, like with body and everything, accept you don't have to be necessarily vain or a narcissist or anything, but if you accept your body for the strengths that it has and even accept the downfalls, I think that that's a big step towards confidence.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to add anything to that. My question didn't deserve an answer from me. It deserved an answer from Jay. And there it is. I encapsulated very, 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 very well. You know what I'm finding in nosing around? I'm not a big Christmas shopper, as you know. But in going to the stores, I'm seeing a lot of, especially the smaller local stores that I happen to spend more time in than the big box stores. there are incentives. It's subtle, but I wonder if other people have noticed that this year, that cash, you know the old expression, cash is king?
Mm-hmm.
There are stores that are offering further discounts if you pay in cash. Now, and even unless you're dolted, you know that that is, if you're a small store operator, you want to have the cash because you can put it in your pocket. You don't have to pay taxes on it as long as you don't run it through the register. But if you run it through the register, there's a record of it, and so then you're held responsible for it. But I found it interesting just to look at and see how many local, there's a hardware store that I've seen touting it. I've seen I don't go to the big box stores here. I mm-hmm. have a little pharmacy that I go to that has three stores, and the hardware store has two stores, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So you see it in the local pizza joint, but they always are saying cash. The pizza sells more. You realize more pizza gets sold, talk about Christmas, more pizza gets sold between now and the 1st of January than the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Put together, I find that fat. No, it goes up to the Super Bowl. Sorry. From now until the Super Bowl, more pizza is sold than, and probably holds for other snacks too, but more for pizza. And then, how many of you ordered a pizza last night? How many of you saw an ad, a national ad for like Domino's or a local ad for some, you know, we have a famous pizza. It's called Famous Pizza here in Saxonville. And they have the best. Now I've gotten off onto the, cauliflower crust.
Oh, yeah.
They make it good. There's no gluten, obviously.
Those are delicious.
Ah, fabulous. Cheeses and stuff. Fabuloso. Here's the story that I found sad. Right? It was a captive elephant. You know, a lot of people are trying to release the elephants, bring them back to their native habitat. This elephant was defined as the world's saddest elephant. He was in the Manila Zoo for 23 years, and the veterinarian said that she had developed cancer. You know, we always think about cancer as being a human thing, but mm-hmm. dogs develop it. I've had cows with cancer, and here was this big, beautiful elephant. There's something about elephants that gets me right in my heart. There's something about seeing some poaching SOB that shoots an elephant and stands over, I want to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so this was the only captive elephant in this country, lived alone in the zoo for decades. You can't do that.
Elephants are not animals. Solo
You can't have animals alone. You know, I have a dog that's my dog, but she's kind of like a human. You know, I don't need another dog for her. But most of the people that I know that have dogs want to have more than one. You have your dog and good companion for your children, but have you ever had two at the same time?
I probably have the only dog that doesn't like other dogs.
Oh. Okay. There you are. All right, so a moment of silence for this lovely, lovely, lovely elephant. Mm-hmm.
Shame on the humans that kept Molly.
Yeah. Yeah,
captured and in solitude for decades on top of decades.
Also in the dead zone, he said something like, oh, what's next here on the the Good Day program? Apparently one person was killed. Military aircraft crashed into the sea near Japan. This is the northern coast of Japan. Coast Guard confirming that they had the information about the crash near Yakushima Island, 130 miles south of Kyushu. I don't know where any of these places are, but maybe somebody does. These are training exercises. These are, you know, a lot of the stuff is classified, so you don't really know what they were doing up there anyway. But there was another, wasn't there another accident where a plane crashed into the sea a week or so ago? Wasn't it in Hawaii?
Yeah, there was one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everybody was fortunately okay in that one.
They got all right in that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another one from the dead zone. A groom and his bride and her family, wedding reception just hours after they got married. I now pronounce you man and wife. And then the coroner comes in and says, I now pronounce you all dead. This guy, there's obviously something really wrong here. After the wedding reception is over, he leaves the reception, the groom, comes back into the reception room with a gun, kills his wife, kills her mother, kills her sister, kills another guest, and then he kills himself. Anybody know why? Nope. Nobody knows why. So, you know, this is... Unga bunga. And I thought it was interesting here in New England. The Boston papers had this morning, the story about the yellow flag law up in Maine. Remember a couple of weeks ago that mass shooting in Lewiston?
Yeah, the two different locations.
Right, yep, mm-hmm. Right. So now there's a law in Maine that restricts access to guns during a mental health crisis. And the use of this has gone way, way, way up. The state attorney general says that the number of reports up 30% of all weapons, that is, people have been reported who have guns, apparently, and who knows whether they ought to have them or not. Now, is this one of those things, Big Brother, like the tax guy, if you see your, you know, see something, say something? I don't know. But you can imagine how people are going to react after all of this shooting, these children and adults. They have the yellow flag legislation. Right, yeah. Slow down the usage of guns, and let's check out. This confines people to who have had problems to not be able to use their guns. All right. Sounds realistic to me. 48 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Chuck Khari with Audio One. You're about to listen to my interview with Neil McDonough, who has his new movie, The Shift, coming out December 1st. On the line, a very special guest, Neil McDonough, who is a household face, certainly currently stars in the movie called The Shift, which opens the theaters on December 1st. Most people would know Neil for his great work in shows like Band of Brothers, which he did for HBO, Suits, Yellowstone, and Steven Spielberg's one of Steven Spielberg's films. Neil, thanks for coming on the show. Pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks, Chuck. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
And that movie was Minority Report. I just had a mental hiccup. Now, you're in this new movie, The Shift. You play a character called The Benefactor, which is primarily you're playing the devil, and it's a modern-day retelling of the story of Job with a modern twist and maybe a little bit of a sci-fi twist. You did this film for Angel Studios. Comes out December 1st. So when I say that The Shift is a faith-based movie, how would you respond to that generalization?
Wow, that's an interesting question, Chuck. This is just a really good film. I think the word faith-based with films gets kind of maligned at times, that it's this saccharine, sweet film just made for a certain sect of people. And that's not this. This is a film that calls you out to be better. And can you have faith in yourself, faith in your relationship, faith in God, faith in all of these things? And by playing the devil, you know, at first I said no. I played some very dark characters in Justified and Yellowstone and all kinds of things.
Right.
But first I said no to this. And then my wife and I, Reve and I, you know, we sat down, we talked, we prayed about it, and she's like, look, you're probably the best villain in the business, and you probably have one of the greatest relationships with God. So I think you need to play this part because you wouldn't want to have someone play this part who makes them really dark and dirty. You want to find the humanity somehow in Lucifer, because at one point Lucifer was so close to God and was one of his guys, and he made bad choices. And we all make bad choices in life every single day, as I said before. We're all sinners. We're all idiots at times. We all do things we're certainly not proud of. But it's how we get up and deal with those mistakes that we've made that dictate what kind of man or woman you are, how you can be a better dad, how you can be a better, you know, wife or husband or father or anything, how you can be better at whatever you're doing. And the movie The Shift calls you out on those things, how you can have faith in, and really, the bottom line is really have faith in yourself. Doesn't matter what your religious belief is or your creeds or where you're from. What we do, what Ravey and I have been doing, we've been so blessed to be able to make films that give glory to him for sure, but really talk about some darker issues and subject matters, real life stuff that you have to get through. This one happens to have a great backdrop of sci-fi and action, but it's the love story that is everything in this to me. And I think what Angel Studio has done and what Ravey and I have done helped, you know, produce this thing. We're so right. proud of what we did, and we did it the correct way. And I think the audience are really going to love this film and the word of mouth, and this is going to be pretty substantial.
Last question, Band of Brothers, what did that mean to your career?
Everything. I wouldn't be here without Band of Brothers. I met my wife doing Band of Brothers.
Tell me.
All the guys in the show are still my best pals. I got to play Buck Compton, who became like another father figure to me. It was the greatest thing. Everything will come in second place behind Ben. I don't care what it is. Everything will come in second place because Band of Brothers, you know, working for Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, telling the greatest story of the greatest generation of all time. How do you beat that? I don't think you can. And I was so blessed and fortunate to be part of something like that and to get to play a character that I did in Buck Compton.
And tell me about the pump-up speech Tom Hanks gave the cast that really motivated you guys.
Yeah, it was halfway through boot camp, and there was a mutiny going on, and I had already broken three teeth and busted up my toe and my thumb, and you
wow.
know, but I was enjoying it. I'm this gung-ho American type of guy, so it was working for me. And then Tom Hanks showed up in a helicopter on the set with his castaway hair and beard, and he gave the speech as to why we owe it to all the men and women, not just of Easy Company, but of World War II, who gave their lives for us so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And that speech, which I called the speech, just mm-hmm. made us all realize we're not here just to be actors. We're here to tell the story at the best of our abilities. And we did. And because of Tom's speech, it became the greatest miniseries or show on television in the history of television, I believe.
Yeah, listen, I loved it. It was great. A great, great piece of work. Again, Neil McDonough, who opens in the movie The Shift December 1st. I got to tell you, Neil, you're one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to. I wish you the absolute best of luck. I got a really strong feeling this movie's going to hit. It's going to do well. Pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck in all future endeavors.
God bless you, Chuck. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You just listened to my interview with Neil McDonough, who opens in the movie The Shift on December 1st.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.